own rocket, which helps young people via schools and colleges get an understanding of how to apply for a job and how to conduct themselves when they go to an interview.
Well, Kate Russell and Miranda Ballard, thank you both very much indeed. And now the serial, and life and fate continues in the labour camps of Siberia.
Life and Fate, Abarchuk. The Gulag, November 1942.
Tolya. I have never wanted to write to you before. Perhaps you don't even remember your father, or remember the night I left you and your mother for the last time. I won't lie to you. That is what this letter is all about, my son. Truth. And the vital importance of the truth to those of us who are members of the party, even though we have been arrested, tried, and imprisoned by that same party. Then the first truth. I left you because I knew Lyudmila, always had known that your mother was not true to the party and that I did not trust her to bring you up as a fighter. I know you have another father, Viktor Shrum, but you have kept your mother's name. Shaposhnikov. I took my name with me. I had never given her that. Abarchuk. One of the first. A fighter at Lenin's side. With Comrade Maga in the Ukraine. Always a fighter for the good of the cause. Oh, I have never been afraid to do what had to be done. You see, Tolya, I dreamed of you a few nights ago, and then something happened that may change everything for me. And I thought of you. By now, you must be a soldier fighting somewhere for the motherland, and I wanted to pass something on to you, father to son, my message, my testament as a communist.
Are you all right? I thought I heard you crying in the night.
Crying?
Well, why should I cry, Ruben? Were you talking to someone?
Not me. I'm saving my work. And my tears for after the war.
Whoa, out the way! Bloody politicals. It's bloody freezing, or haven't you noticed?
Well, I noticed you pushing to the front, Pagacho, so you get done faster.
You want to make something out of it? Comrade Yid? Well,
he didn't mean anything.
That's right, Smartass. He didn't mean a bloody thing.
None of you do. Whoa, hey. What'd you say?
I said... God,
come on.
I'll see you later. Coming through!
Bastards. The criminals. What right did they have to push their weight around and get the best of everything?
Well, they reckon they're the decent ones, we're the scum. The Kartoff knifed a family during a robbery, but us politicals might have threatened the health of the party.
You almost agree with it, don't you?
I agree with the word for a reason.
You sound like a Jehovah's Witness.
Well, I hope I sound like a communist and not a saboteur.
But we all do, Fyodor.
But don't you ever get... Don't you think that maybe we could give more if we were free?
To be a communist is to be free wherever you are. And wherever you are to be a communist is to fulfil your duty to the party. The army needs coal, here we dig coal. It's our privilege.
Well, actually, that's my privilege. You spend your time in the equipment store where it's warm. Okay, well, you have to put up with that bastard Bagatov sitting around all day doing nothing. Sod all. Here you are inside.
I go where the party tells me.
Even when it sends you here and takes away your membership?
These things happen. It'll be sorted out when there's time.
Yeah, that's what we all say.
Oh, but the thing is, Ruben, I'm right. You're not. Five shovels. And remember, we're digging for victory for the motherland.
You really believe that shit, don't you, Albert?
What do you believe,
boss? Watch that mouth, pal.
Shut the door! Tell you what I believe in.
staying alive and enjoying it. So what if I redistribute a few items for those who can pay?
It's theft from the party. It makes you a saboteur.
Is that a problem? I'm asking you, is that a problem?
Not for me. There are worse camps than this, comrade. Maybe you should volunteer for Uncle Joe.
Shut the door!
Feodor, did you hear?
You again?
Hear what?
In the new arrivals, in the sick bay. Magar.
Magar?
From Colima. They say he's only days to live.
So who is this guy?
You never heard of Magar?
Oh, he was the best of us, my teacher. Worked for the Checker. Friend of the First Secretary, the man's a legend.
Yeah? That's probably why he ended up here then.
You don't know what you're talking about. Magar is the flame of the revolution.
Oh, you people talk so much shit.
No, that's
not... You know, there's only one pile of shit around here. That's you, Bogartov. You and your kind do nothing for the party, the people, the revolution. You don't even fight the bloody fixes. You're the shit under the boots of better men and women.
And you can get off your fat ass and shut your own bloody door.
Sit down, prisoner. Last night, while he was sleeping, someone put the tip of a 5-inch nail against prisoner Ruben's ear and drove it into his brain. What do you know about this? Are you deaf?
I have a son about your age. I expect he's fighting somewhere. I haven't seen him for so long.
I hope he's a better communist than his father. Come on.
The criminal Bakartov killed Rubin. I saw him steal the nails from the store. Rubin insulted him yesterday. Bakartov had it in for him.
Here.
I consider it my duty to the party to tell you this, comrade.
You must know, prisoner, that you have no right to talk about the party or call me comrade.
I apologize, Citizen Chief.
It'll be a few days before I can wrap this up. Once it's done, we'll transfer you, but until then, I want to keep you out of circulation.
I'm prepared to face the consequences of my right actions. I've never shirked my duty as a communist. The truth. We must stand by that, or we are nothing.
I'll have you transferred to the sick bay. I'll let it be known you refused to talk and happened to...
Fall off my chair during interrogation.
Exactly. That should cover things for as long as I need before I arrest Bakartov. Here, might as well keep the lot.
Magar.
What is it? What do you want?
Comrade, greetings. Greetings indeed.
Well... Well, I didn't expect to find you here, old friend. If it is you, if I'm not still feverish... It is?
It is? Here? I'm reeling off all right.
Sit on that bunk. The fella there won't mind.
Are you sure?
He died last night.
Who was he? What did he die of?
A rich peasant, and he died of... too long in the camps. He called for his wife. He wanted to go away somewhere. But... sit beside him. Sit.
And here you are. After all this time, here you are.
You've changed, old friend. I suspect I've changed more.
Eh? Oh, you still sound the same. I know that voice anywhere. It's the voice of my life.
All comrades... all friends, listen. Listen to me, Fyodor Pavlovich. This is the last time we shall be together.
No. You'll get better. You were always strong. There's work for us yet.
This is a chance that has been given to us, and I owe this to the truth. My last duty is a revolutionary. It is for you, for your boy. Is he?
Oh, no, no. Fighting. Oh, struggling as we struggled, as we do still.
Oh, we did, didn't we? We were something in our time.
And as we will be in time to come.
No. We made a mistake. We were wrong. And this place, this camp, this world we live in is the result. We should go on our knees, Arbuchuk, to the peasants and the workers and ask their pardon. Do you see? We didn't understand freedom, even Marx. We never saw that it alone is the base, the absolute foundation that underlies everything else. Without freedom, there can be no proletarian revolution. Chekhov knew. Each one of us truly equal as a human being before anything else.
What are you saying?
You and I, Arbuchuk, men and women like us, we go through the camps and our faith is still strong. And we are wrong. It is not our strength, but our weakness, a means of self-preservation that leaves us crystallized, frozen. Outside the barbed wire, self-preservation tells people to change unless they want to die or be sent to a camp. So communists have created idols, put on uniforms, begun preaching nationalism and attacking the working class. But we do not change. Through all the decades we spend here...
No, stop! You're raving!
I wish I were. Fyodor Pavlovich, 20 years ago I called on you to follow me into the party, the revolution. Now I tell you that we have failed. And the best we can do is die.
Well, the best I can hope for is that this meeting never happened, that I never saw you like this.
Forgive me, my friend. I'm like an old whore crying over my lost virtue. But remember, if you wish to survive...
Look, I am a communist and a party man, or I am nothing. Magar, it is your illness. It has affected your will. We'll talk again. This time, I'll be your teacher. You'll see.
Nothing. There's nothing...
Tolya, I couldn't stay there and face what he had become. He was, of all men, my first and greatest teacher, my father in the party, as I am your father, Tolya. And I realized then that I could not avoid that responsibility. I must not do to you as Magar has done to me. Tolya, you're all I have left in the world. Be strong in the party. Keep that flame within you pure and white hot. Never compromise the truth of communism, for without that we are nothing. We must face what has to be faced fearlessly. You in the fire of battle, me here in this camp. I will not run and hide. I will not be scared. I will stand as I have always stood and never wavered. Arbuchuk, communist, and... Who's there? Show yourself. I'm not afraid of you.
Emails, first on beards. One from Dave says, spare a thought for those of in occupations where we're not allowed to have a beard. We can only dream of having a scruffy, sexy beard. Michael says, when I first had one, I found a nice quote from an old lady. A man without a beard is like a boiled egg without salt. And lots of you emailed about Janice Ian. Carol says, just to say I had shivers up my spine and almost tears when Janice sang today. Fantastic. Thank you. And Liz says, I had to get in touch after that mesmerising performance of 17 by Janice Ian, and Jenny's reaction afterwards, which was much like my own. Wonderful radio and one of the best live renditions I've ever heard. And a final one from Janet, who says, Jenny Murray in tears after hearing Janice Ian sing 17. She was not alone. Bye-bye.
Woman's Hour was presented by Jenny Murray. There's a story of survival in a couple of minutes. Balik pottery has been trading since the 1860s, but the recent economic downturn is challenging jobs and profits. Can it reinvent itself? That's after the news.
I think politicians are people we love to hate.
BBC Radio 4 looks at the public's cynicism towards politicians.
Political parties and politicians are prone to try and outbid each other in what they can promise to the electorate.
What's the first word I think of when I hear the word politician? Being dishonest?
Parliament is full of teachers, doctors, businessmen even, who when they're working in their respective professions are rated quite highly by the public, but once they're elected, their popularity plunges.
BBC Radio 4 goes in defence of politics, starting next Monday night at 8 o'clock.